shutout, 16-0 against the Denver Broncos. They return home this Sunday. They've got a matchup against the LA Chargers. We welcome you back inside TSL on 99.1 FM, 990 AM. Titans with the loss now 2-4 on the year. And man, things are getting out of hand quickly. And now Titans fans this morning on social media, on the phone lines already voicing their frustration. Is it time to turn things over to Ryan Tannehill? We'll talk more about it now with the voice of the Tennessee Titans. You can hear the coverage on our sister station, 98.7 News Talk Radio, each and every Sunday. Mike Keith joins us now. Mike, that's where we'll get started. Titans fans frustrated, obviously, after the 2-4 start. Do you believe that it's time for a quarterback change in Nashville, Tennessee? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, they made one at the end of the third quarter, and Ryan Tannehill came in and hit 13 of 16 passes for 144 yards. He got the ball down the field. He got the ball to wide receivers. He was more effective than Marcus Mariota throwing the ball, but didn't score any points. And so while the results statistically were better in the final sort of look at it, it was not able to get the ball in the end zone. Now, in fairness to Tannehill, he's been a starter through his entire career. That's week six. You're coming into a game late in the third quarter. What would he look like with a week of preparation? You don't know. So now I think you sit down and you have a lot of long discussions. And this is where the NFL and college football differ, because Marcus Mariota has been your quarterback for 5 years. And you made a change yesterday based on performance, not because of the score or because of an injury. And so now the decision isn't just about the Chargers game. The decision isn't just about the rest of the season. The decision, you know, lies in a lot of different things that you consider going forward with this guy being in the last year of a contract. So I think there are going to be serious discussions at St. Thomas Sports Park about what the next direction is. I think what it comes down to, however, is this team offensively has not been getting it done. Five of the last eight halves, they have not scored. In two of those other halves, they've scored 7 points. And with a defense playing like their defense is playing, you should be better than 2-4 right now.
Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, Tennessee right now, I think, is the 8th-ranked defense in the NFL and 27th-ranked offensively. Not to absolve Mariota at all, but it's not – look, because there are problems there, but it's not just him. It seems like especially the offensive line is still struggling even after Taylor Lewan's return.
Yeah, but that wasn't the big issue yesterday. I mean, the final stats will say 7 sacks. The first 2 sacks – were plays where Mariota was trying to run and was taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Those 2 sacks were for a grand total of -1 yard.
Mm-hmm.
He missed throws that were there in the first half. He just was not accurate. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. Yes, the offensive line can play better. They were in a tough spot down the stretch because Denver knows you have to throw every down. And so that sort of changes the look of what the final stats are going to be. But in the end, you can't change everybody. That's not how it works. So you're going to have to figure out what works best for you. Is this the jump start Mariota needs? Is this the motivation he needs? Or is it time to make a change? And if it's time to make a change, it's obviously a very significant change, because he was the number 2 draft pick in 2015. He's been your guy. You're going away from your guy at this point if you choose to do that. And that's a major issue.
A major issue offensively, and maybe it's not fair for me to flip it over to the defense, Mike, but I feel like that this guy needs to be highlighted for some of the things he's done on that side of the ball despite the 2-4 start. I remember last year when the draft was happening and I was around a bunch of Titans fans, and when Rashawn Evans' name was called, I believe it was 22 or 23 overall, there were some Titans fans I was around going, no, that's not where you need to go, Rashawn. And I just constantly reminded them, you're getting a monster there at that position. Wait till he has a year or two under his belt. I get it. It's not sexy because it's not the sacks and things like that. But every time I flip over or I listen to your calls, it seems like you were saying Rashawn Evans' name, it seems, every time that somebody has the ball.
He's a great football player. I mean, he's just a great football player. There's just no two ways about it. Rashawn Evans can do it all at linebacker. He's becoming a dominant player. And you know, between he and Harold Landry, the two players we picked last year, they were both great yesterday. Great against the run. Denver didn't throw a whole lot of different things. There were going to be a lot of opportunities to sack Joe Flacco because that ball's coming out pretty fast. But, they made plays down the field. Both of those guys are really outstanding and have really helped to elevate our defense. This is one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, they've given up 92 points in six games. They have not given up 20 points in a game. I mean, it's a defense that has done enough to be undefeated if the offense were just functioning at the level it was a year ago. This team is 4-2 instead of 2-4. And that's one of the reasons that you say at this point, if there's some things that you can get done, if there's some things that you can figure out, there's still some hope for this year because you would have the opportunity to put something together. You know, there's a lot of football to be played in this league, and a lot of things turn in different ways in the National Football League. And this defense is as good as anybody's.
This Sunday, Chargers, Titans, two teams that I had winning both wild card spots and getting into the playoffs from the AFC. There is still a lot of football to be played, but I hate using this phrase, must win. But it seems like that both the Titans and the Chargers, Mike, as we say goodbye, are both put into a situation where this might be a must win for both teams in Nashville.
Pretty doggone significant. I will give you that. For a lot of reasons, you know, if for no other reason, potentially if somebody does make a run, it could be a tiebreaker. You know, those are things that you look at because it is an AFC game. But now's the time, if you're one of these teams, you've got to start making a run. You've got to stack some wins and get something going. And, yeah, it's two confusing football teams right now, two teams on paper that should be better than what the records indicate.
Mike Keith, play-by-play voice of the Tennessee Titans. Early start time coming up on Sunday. Chargers, Titans, you can hear it. News Talk 98.7, the sister station down the hall.